Piloting is a huge deal in Florida. According to Enterprise Florida, the Sunshine State leads the rest of the nation in pilot training. But according to the December issue of Florida Trend magazine, aviation school fees are just as massive as the industry that pilots come here to train for. Students pay for the standards like tuition and living arrangements, but also instructor fees, aviation maintenance, and even the fuel, which is usually bought from a distributor, taxes included. Republican Representative Matthew Gaetz had this to say about the taxes on aviation fuel when he unveiled his new tax cut plan.
The student aviation fuel tax is not safe.
At least as it applies to the universities that offer graduate programs in aviation, the Florida House of Representatives' No Taxes Safe plan hopes to cut a total of $690 million in taxes in 2015, which Gaetz is very excited about.
I can't believe that's $1 million we're going to be able to put back into the aviation and avionics programs in our state. It's remarkable.
But while Gaetz and company are soaring over the clouds, Kurt Wenner, vice president of research at Florida Tax Watch, doesn't think the aviation tax cut is anything to get our propellers spinning over.
In the world of tax cuts, $200,000 relative is not a lot of money.
Wenner says that this doesn't seem like as big a deal as other more prominent items in the plan.
For example, cutting the communication services tax, cutting the tax on commercial rents, making the current sales tax exemption for manufacturing equipment permanent. Those are three things we think would have a big impact on Florida, but they're such large ticket items that this certainly would not impact those. You know, you could not trade that for a bigger reduction in those other taxes.
But while the aviation fuel tax may not seem like a blip on the greater tax cut radar, Wenner emphasizes that if it benefits anyone, it'll probably be aviation students.
We'll have to see how they handle those savings and what kind of impact it has on students' tuition. I mean, it's certainly too early to tell, but if they pass all of the savings down to the students, that could be a considerable savings.
Lawmakers are still trying to decide what the final tax cut package and amount will be. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.